Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Sadi Vav Amud Beis of Masech Shabbos. We're already holding way down on the page on Sadi Vav Amud Beis. We are at Vaha Ditnan. Last run line is Vaha, about 20 lines into the into the page. So once the Gemara explained the source of Melechus Hotza'ah and Zrika from a Rishus to another Rishus, the Gemara explains the source for Zrika of Arba Amos within a Rishus Rabin. V'hadetnana Zorik Arba Amos Bakosa L'may L'may Asar Tfachim K'Zorik Ba'avir L'matame Asar Tfachim K'Zorik Ba'aretz V'azorik Ba'aretz Arba Amos Chayiv Zorik Arba Amos Rishus Rabin Min Nolan Demi Chayiv. We have a Mishnah on Daf Kuf that we're going to learn that if someone throws an object 4 Amos in Rosh Hashanah, and it hits a wall and sticks to the wall. So if it's above 10 tefachim off the ground where it sticks to the wall, that's like you threw it within the airspace of Rosh Hashanah, where it didn't rest in Rosh Hashanah, it rested in a makom p'tur. But if it sticks to a wall within 10 tefachim of the ground of the Rosh Hashanah, then it's as if you threw it and it landed on the ground, and therefore you're going to be chayiv, because someone who's zorik dalet amos in Rosh Hashanah is chayiv. What's the source for that? So Amar B'Yoshia, Shekin Orge Yerios, Zorkin Machtehen, Zelazel. Those who are weaving the curtains of the Mishkan would throw their needles to each other to lend them to each other. Organ machten lamlehu. Wait, if you're weaving, what do you need a machat for? Machat is for sewing, it's not for weaving. Elishkein Tofre Yerios, Zorkin Machtehen Zelazeh. Okay, we have to adjust that phrase. It was the sewers of the Yerios, not the weavers, that were throwing their needles to each other. But how do you know that they were 4 amos apart from each other? Maybe they were sitting right next to each other. So, Matu Adadi B'machatin. So, says Mar, if they were sewing and using these needles right next to each other, they would hit each other with their needles when they were trying to sew, and that would have been very bad. Says Mar, but Dimla B'toch Arba Havayasvi. Maybe they were sitting within 4 amos of each other, and they weren't mamish right next to them in order that they shouldn't hit each other with the needles, but you don't need 4 amos to avoid hitting each other. Ella amrav chista shekin orgi yirios zorkin buchyar bar yiria. Now, the source of dalet amos is those who were weaving the curtains of the Mishkan would throw a kli that the arev strands were placed on between the chutei hashasi from one side to the other, and the width of the yirios was 4 amos. And they would throw the buchyar 4 amos to the other end. Vahalo ogdobiado, says the Gemara. Yeah, but in such a case, when you're throwing the buchyar, you're still holding the strand that's attached to it. So that's not a real zrika. You're still holding the other end, says the Gemara. Biniska basra, but 4 amos is still chayiv, because the last throw of the chut ha'arev between the chut ha'ashesi, when it's finally completed, the buchyar would fall to the ground, so you were not actually holding it back in your hand. The buchyar was thrown between the chut ha'ashesi, the upper chut ha'ashesi, to the lower chut ha'ashesi, and that place is not batel to the rishos rabim, because it's not 4 tefachim wide, so that should be only a makom p'tur. Elishkein orgi rios zorkin buchyar l'shava lehen. No, they would throw this kli to anyone who needed to borrow one. Yeah, but maybe they were sitting right next to each other. Their hands would bang into each other when they were pulling the strands. Maybe they would sit one inside the other, one on the inside, one on the outside, and not in the direct row, meaning in a bit of a staggered way so that they wouldn't hit each other. And furthermore, did they borrow kelim while they were making the curtains of the Mishkan? Vatani Luda, but with the Braisa taught that by Melachas Mishkan, ish mimelachto asher hema osim mimelachto hu osav ve'ino osim mimelachas chaveiro. Everyone had whatever kalim they needed to do their job, and they didn't have to borrow from anyone. Visu mavir abram sprusam minal in the mechayiv. And even if you're going to learn from the Orge Hayirios, you can only learn from there that throwing an object for amos sprusam is chayiv. How do I know that moving an object 4 amos in Rosh Hashanah is chayiv? El kol 4 amos Rosh Hashanah gemara gemilva. It must be that this is at the end of the day, says gemara, halachah l'moshe misinai. That 4 amos in Rosh Hashanah is halachah l'moshe misinai. The way the Ran understands this is that this is what we would call a halacha mifareshes, not a halacha mechadeshes. Meaning that the iser of hotza'ah is to carry from one rishus to another rishus. It's just that this halachah l'moshe misinai defines every 4 amos as its own rishus. So when you carry more than 4 amos in rishus rabim, you have in fact taken something from one rishus to the next. That's what his avera was. He carried 4 amos in rishus rabim, and that's a told of hotzah. The masnisa tana tolish hava. The brisa tells us that no, his avera was that he detached something that had previously been attached, which is kotzer. Ravacha Rabbi Yaakov Amar Ma'amer Hava. That no, the malacha that he violated was Ma'amer, that he would gather things together. L'may nafkamina, what's nafkamina? Which malacha the Mekoshesh did, whether it was Hotsa'o or whether it was Ma'amer or Tolesh or Kotzer. So says Gemara, Nafkamina is l'chadrav. Dam Rav Matzasi Megillas Torah b'Rebbe Chiya. I found a scroll in the Beis Medrash of Rebbe Chiya. V'kosuv bei Isi ben Yudah Omer Avos Malachas Arbam Chasra Achas Veinu Chayev Ela Achas. And I found that there are 39 Avos Malachas at Rosh on Shabbos, and you're only Chayev once for doing them all on Shabbos. So the Gemara explains what does Rav mean, and through that we'll explain the Nafkamina, what Malacha the Koshesh did. So Gemara assumes that Isi ben Yehuda is talking about a case where you did all of the malachos b'shogeg in one period of forgetfulness, that you're only chayiv one karban chatos. Because if you did them b'mezid, you chayiv misa, you don't have to tell me that you're only chayiv one misa, because obviously you can only kill a guy once. So obviously we're assuming b'shogeg, and it's a question of how many karbanos. So achas v'sulo, is it possible he's only going to be chayiv one karban chatos? V'hatna novos malachos abram chasra achas. But we said that there are 39 novos malachos v'avinim b'minyan alameli, and we discussed why do I need to know the number of Amar Yochanan Shemason Kulam Belamechad Chayv Al Kolachas Vachas. It's important to know the number so that I know if a person does all of them at one time in one shot in one period of forgetfulness, he's Chayv separately for all of them. Ema Enu Chayv Al Achas Mehem. Now, what he meant to say, what he's been used to meant to say, is that there are 39 Avos Malachos, and there's one Malacha among them that you're not going to be Chayv Misa for, and he doesn't say which Malacha it is. So, according to him, it can't be that you're Mechayv on any malacha, because each malacha might be that one exception. So as far as that, there's a nafkamina which malacha the Mekoshesh did, because the Mekoshesh we know was Chayiv Misa, so whichever malacha the Mekoshesh did, I know is not the exception, and you're going to be Chayiv Misa for. So Rabbi Yehuda Pshita Leda Mavir Chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda thought that it's a davar pashut that someone who does Havara, does Hotzah, is Chayiv Misa, and that's why the Mekoshesh was Chayiv Misa. Umasnisa Pshita the Tolesh Chayiv. And the Tana of the Brisa thought that Tolesh, the Kotzer, is the one that's obviously Chayiv. Ravacha Bar Yaakov Pshita Leh, the Ma'amer Chayiv. The Ma'amer is not the exception to the rule. And you'll be Chayiv Misa. Mar Savar Hami Aslam Mesapka, Umar Savar Hami Aslam Mesapka. So since it's Pashat that this Malacha is not included in the Safek because the Mekoshesh was killed, so that's what the Machlokas is about. That's why it's important to know what the Mekoshesh did, if you're going to assume that you're not going to be killed for violating for violating any malacha that is included in the suffix of maybe being the exception. So the Gemara brings a brisa about the Mekoshesh. Turn around, Mekoshesh is that Tzlofchad. The Mekoshesh we can identify positively as Tzlofchad. V'cheinu Omer. Pasuk says by the Mekoshesh, "Vayu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar v'yim tzu ish ulalanu omer." By Mnos Savchad, it says "Avinu meis b'midbar." So we learn from the Gzeres Shava b'midbar that it says by both of them. Malahalon, just like Mnos Savchad, when it says b'midbar, it's Tzlofchad. Afkan, so to the b'midbar by the parasha of Mekoshesh, Tzlofchad. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rabbi Dan B'Seira. Akiva, ben kach, whether you are correct that the Mekoshesh is Tzlofchad or whether you're incorrect, ata asud liten. Esadin, you're going to be in trouble for saying this. Im kedvarecha, if you are correct, hatorah kisata vata megala oso. The Torah was covering this up, and here you are going and being megala the sod. V'im lav, and if you're wrong, atamotzi laz aloso tzaddik. You're saying terrible things about a man who apparently was a tzaddik, tzlafchad, who is a great tzaddik. V'elaha gamar gzera shava. So ask the Gemara, but wait, Rabbi Ki was just darshaning gzera shava to identify him as tzlafchad. That's not covering up with the Torah. That's not revealing what the Torah covered up. The Torah didn't cover it up. It left the Gzeres Shavah to Darshan. Gzeres Shavah lo gamar. Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira didn't have this Gzeres Shavah from his Rebbeim, and a person can't make a Gzeres Shavah on his own. El mehecha hava mivi apilu hava. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira, what Aveira did Slavcha die from? It says ki bechet o meis. So the Gemara says he was from the people who was the who was among the ma'apilim, the ve'apilu lalos al rosh ahar, which is not such a serious aveira, quite like chil Shabbos. Meaning, so it would not have been as bad. So that's what he understood. It wasn't an individual aveira; it was an aveira of an entire tzibur. So that's why he thought to identify Slavcha as mechal Shabbos is a terrible thing to say about Slavcha. So the Gemara brings the Hemshech of the Braisa. Kiyotzi b'davarata Omer, just like we say about Slavchad, we could also say about what it says about Aaron and Miriam when they spoke badly about Moshe Rabbeinu, and Miriam became a Mitzora'as. Vayicharaf Hashem bam vayelach. So from the fact that it says bam in Lashon Rabbi Melamed, sha'af Aaron itztaru. It wasn't just Miriam. Aaron also had tzaras to Rebbe Akiva. Omer Rebbe Dim B'Seira, Akiva, ben kach, atos l'litin hazdin. Whether you're right or wrong, you're gonna have to answer for this. This, you're in trouble for saying this. Im kidvarecha, if you're right that Aaron got saras hatorah kisata v'atamagalo, so the Torah tried to cover it up and you're revealing it. V'im lav atamotzilaz loso tzadik. And if you're wrong, ayvei, then you're being motzilaz on Aaron Hakohen on the tzadik. I velahaksiv bam, but it says bam, which sounds like that Hashem was angry at Aaron as well. Ha'u b'naziv v'bialna. Yeah, angry, but it doesn't say that he necessarily had saras. So Tanya. Command Yamar Afar and Stara Dixiv, the even Aaron and Miriam, the name Mitzoraas, Tana Shepana Mitzorato. What does it mean that Aaron turned and Miriam, behold, Miriam had Tzoraas? It means that he was Nisrape from his own Tzoraas before he was able to be Merape Miriam from hers, because Aaron, in fact, did have Tzoraas. Omre Shlakesh, Achoshid Bixherim Loke Begufo. If a person is Choshid Bixherim, he's going to be punished physically. Dixiv, because the Pasuk says about Hashem's command to Moshe to tell the Jewish people to leave Mitzrayim, v'hein lo ya'aminu li, v'galya kame kutshu brichu to mehamne Yisrael. And Hashem knew that the Jewish people will believe him, even though Moshe Rabbeinu claimed they won't. So Amalek, Rosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, hein ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim, v'ata ein sovcha la'amin. These are believers, the children of believers. You're the one that's going to lack in belief. Hein ma'aminim, how do I know that they're believers? Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says after Moshe told them that he came to redeem them, that they believe them, and they believed him. And b'nei ma'aminim, how do I know that they are b'nei ma'aminim? Because by Avram Avinu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that he's going to have children, kikoch ve'ashmayim, it says ve'hemin b'Hashem, he believes Hashem. But ata ein sof chalamin, you're not going to ultimately believe Shemar, because the pasuk says by the chet of Mei Meriva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe and Aaron, Yan lo hemantem bi. It's because you lacked emunah. Mi maidalaka, how do I know Moshe Rabbeinu was punished physically because he was choshed klal Yisrael, d'chsiv, because the pasuk says, Ve'yom Hashem lo od haveinu yadcha b'chekecha. And he said it came out with saras on it. So through that oath, he was meramis to him that he spoke Lashon Hara about klal Yisrael not believing him, and that's why he was physically punished with this ailment of saras. So, we'll stop there. And Be'ez Hashem, next time, we'll pick up on Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph.